WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, thoughts bouncing off each other like ping pong balls? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of those mental maelstroms. Today, we're diving into mindfulness not as some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops, but as a real, practical tool you can use right now to calm your inner chaos and find a sense of peace in the craziness of everyday life. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that constant stream of worries and anxieties, and just observing what's happening in your breath, your surroundings, even your emotions with a curious, non-reactive kind of awareness. Sounds simple, right? Well, it is, but like any skill, it takes practice. So, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. First, start small. You don't need to meditate for an hour every day. Begin with just a few minutes, focusing on your breath. Imagine each inhale as a wave washing over you, calming and soothing, and each exhale releasing tension and stress. It's like hitting the refresh button for your mind. Second, find your anchor. This is something that brings you back to the present moment when your mind wanders, which it will. It could be your breath, a physical sensation like the feeling of your feet on the ground, or even a simple mantra you repeat silently to yourself. Third, practice non-judgmental observation. When thoughts pop up, acknowledge them without getting carried away. Think of them like clouds passing by, observe their shapes and colors, but don't try to cling to them or push them away. Just let them drift on by. Fourth, bring mindfulness into everyday activities. You don't need to be sitting cross-legged on a cushion for it to count. Engage all your senses while you eat, shower, walk, really savor each moment. It's like rediscovering the beauty in the mundane. And finally, be patient with yourself. Mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train, and that's okay. Just gently bring your attention back to your anchor and start again. Every little bit counts. Ever feel overwhelmed by deadlines, errands, or just the sheer volume of information bombarding you from all sides? You know, that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than your arm, and your inbox is overflowing with emails begging for attention? I get it, life can be a whirlwind. Imagine this. You're in the middle of a stressful workday. Your phone's buzzing, deadlines are looming, and you're feeling that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. Instead of getting swept up in the chaos, take a moment to pause. Focus on your breath, feel the cool air entering your nostrils, the gentle rise and fall of your chest. Notice the sounds around you, the hum of the computer, the distant chatter of colleagues. With each mindful breath, you're essentially hitting the reset button, calming your nervous system and bringing a sense of clarity to the situation. You'll find that decisions feel less daunting, tasks seem more manageable, and even those pesky emails don't seem quite so overwhelming. See? Mindfulness isn't just about finding inner peace, it's a superpower you can use to navigate the daily grind with grace and resilience. So remember, mindfulness is like a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Start small, be patient with yourself, and watch as your ability to stay calm, focused, and in control grows over time. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever tried mindfulness before? What are your biggest challenges when it comes to staying present? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration to help you navigate life with courage, calm, and control. Until next time, keep those minds mindful.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.